stop processing at this moment. I do apologize.
Why do you need to stop services? Hey, hey, relax. Relax, 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 everyone.
It's time to leave.
Hey, man, you need to calm down. Hey,
no, hey, hey, hey,
hey, hey, hey, you need to calm down.
It's time to leave.
You need to calm down, sir. You're
going
to get yourself hurt. Stop it.
No, I'm going to get myself hurt.
What kind of country do we live in? Do you not like a free press?
Do you not? No, I don't like
getting people taking longer, right? When I get out front, if you're out front, I'm going to handle it.
No, you're not.
Questions. I heard the cops come and arrest you.
You're not policy enforcement. You're law enforcement. Hopefully, one day this can all be, we can all have transparency and accountability within our government, right?
All about transparency.
Obviously not. Hey, what's up, guys? Long Island Audit here, back again with another video. Today we are at the Pennsylvania Department of Transportation Driver's License Center here in Bensalem, Pennsylvania. We are here today, as always, to peacefully exercise our First Amendment right to film in public and publicly accessible areas, to promote transparency and accountability within our government, and to ensure that our public servants recognize our rights and treat us with respect. Let's get into it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're just getting inside the Department of Motor Vehicles here. Security officer to our left. It's over here on the right of the office. Some public notices. The use of any camera and or video recording devices is prohibited in all Commonwealth-owned leased work sites. Pennsylvania Department of Transportation. It's very interesting how none of these signs have any sort of statute associated with them. Very, very interesting. But we have our friendly reminder that they're always recording us. Even though it always seems to be an issue when we the people record them. We have so many cameras. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
How may I help you, sir?
Hey, how are you, ma'am?
How you doing?
Do you work here?
Yes, I do. No recording, please.
In what capacity do you work here, ma'am?
We don't allow no recording.
There's no recording? Why would that be?
So I have a question. Do you have them any service to help you?
Oh, yeah. I'm an independent journalist. What's your name? I can't get your name, ma'am, so I just know who I spoke to.
It's a government building, that's why they're not allowed.
It's a government building? Don't you think that we should have more transparency in government buildings? You don't think that? You don't think so, ma'am?
Sir,
I think you should obey the rules.
Obey the rules, even if it's a lack of transparency?
Well, your video, I mean, you didn't ask my permission.
Well, you were talking to me. Oh, I'm not trying to be rude to you, ma'am.
Words are all not trying to be nice.
No, one's disrupting anything.
For what?
Why do you need to stop services?
I mean, what are you doing? Seriously.
If you would ask me what I'm doing, I would tell you. Okay. I'm an independent journalist. I've received many complaints about this facility here through people, real people.
Okay, well, maybe you should.
I understand that.
Made an appointment with the
But why? This is a taxpayer-funded facility. This is a taxpayer. Yeah, you didn't make an appointment to come here, did you? You just walked in because.
I called my son. Said, "Hey, are you busy? Because I need to go to Pennsylvania."
You don't think it's ridiculous?
No, get out of here.
Hey, relax, 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 everyone, relax, relax. You're upset at the people who are stopping serving you, not me. They are stopping you from serving.
It's time to leave.
Hey, man, you need
it's
to calm
time
down.
To leave.
Hey,
no,
hey. You need to calm down.
It's time to leave.
You need to calm down, sir. You're
going
to get yourself hurt. Stop it.
No,
I'm
going to
get
not.
Myself hurt.
Stop.
No, he
stop
did
it.
Not.
Stop it, sir. You're going
to
get yourself hurt.
It's
stop
time
it.
For you to leave.
Your problem is with them, not me.
No, my problem is with you.
The problem is with them.
It's time for you to leave.
Sir.
Can't you read the fucking signs?
Relax, sir. Relax, sir. Relax. Sir. I'm not breaking any laws here.
It's time to leave,
I'm here. All right, relax. You're gonna get yourself hurt, man. Seriously, I don't want to hurt you.
You're lowering yourself. yourself to his office.
I don't want to hurt you.
Please don't hurt yourself.
Please, please.
God, sir, I'm here working on a story for
yeah, God.
Okay, but I'm an independent journalist. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Leave now.
Listen, man. She is really saving you right now because I promise you I'm not in the mood.
Listen, I'm telling you to back up.
He's come up to me.
Back up.
I'm not backing up.
You're more than 6 feet. Back
you,
up.
Both of you came up to
no,
me.
I didn't come up to you.
You did too.
Can't you read the signs?
They're stopping from serving you. That's not my problem. They are. They hate transparency, sir. They hate transparency.
Can't you read the signs?
I hope you are videotaping because you're being rude.
How am I being rude?
As a nice lady, I'm holding this gentleman back.
That's good for him. Good for him, man. But listen, I'm not breaking any laws. How am I? I don't understand. For promoting transparency in our government.
Who do you work for?
I'm an independent journalist.
Okay. Who are you going to sell your story to?
Independent. I publish myself.
Publish it.
There's a lot of corruption going up.
We're on the internet.
There's a lot of corruption going on in this building. A lot of people have been complaining about this facility here. And I'm here to ask questions.
I hope the cops come and arrest you.
You hope the cops come and arrest
me. I really do now.
Okay. What type of country are we living in where you help? Where you hope? Yeah. Where you hope? Where you hope people will come here and arrest me for asking questions of my government?
Stopping government work.
They're stopping it, not me. They're stopping it.
You're wasting my money, dude.
No, I'm not.
You know I'm paying taxes. Yeah, you are. Every person in this building pays taxes.
But what does my recording have to do with them working?
Because you're not allowed to record them.
I have a First Amendment, ma'am.
Did not ask.
If you would be reasonable and have a reasonable conversation.
Now you made me mad.
How did I make you mad?
I could care less about you.
How did I make you mad? How did I make you mad? Sir, are you on the phone with the law enforcement? Listen, there is no reason for any of this. There's no reason for any of this. What's wrong with somebody, a concerned citizen, asking questions of his government? I guess the more people who call the cops. What kind of country do we live in? Do you want somebody to get arrested for exercising their rights? Doesn't make any sense. They're making it inconvenient. But they're making it inconvenient, sir, not me. But they are, not me. I'm here to work on a... People have been complaining about this. Okay, but people have been complaining. People have been complaining about the services here.
I left work to get my son a permit.
Okay. I'm not... They are. They are.
Because of what you're doing. So if you would do us a favor, go outside.
They are.
I got shit to do.
Yo, why are you coming up on me, man?
Why the fuck am I coming up to you? Because you fucking knocking everybody's fucking time the fuck out the
They are. I'm here working on a store. I'm exercising my
rights. I don't care about your store.
Okay, I don't care.
You don't have to carry about your story.
You don't have to carry about the story.
Let's go the fuck outside.
Listen, man, you don't gotta carry about the story, bro.
Take your fucking glasses off.
You don't gotta carry about the story.
Come on, go outside.
You don't gotta carry about the story, bro.
Come on.
Bro, listen, I'm gonna ask you to just stop.
You can smile on my face all the fuck you want. Come on.
Just stop. Just stop.
Come on.
Just stop.
Come on.
What am I doing to get my point across?
Come on, buddy. Come on.
They're the ones stopping you, not me.
Come on.
They're the ones stopping you. Coming for what?
You're causing a whole fucking distraction.
You are. You are. I'm peacefully recording.
Bro, I'll smack that fucking phone out of your hand right the
listen,
fuck
bro.
Now.
Listen, bro. Bro, what? Listen.
What?
Listen.
What?
You better stop. I'm telling you better stop.
What? What?
You don't want... Listen, whatever.
Man. I don't want
do
what?
Do what you're going to do.
I don't want what?
Plus, do what you're going to do.
I don't want what?
Say what you
want
to say.
I don't want what?
Say what you
want
to say.
I don't want what? I don't want what?
He's threatening me.
No, I'm listening to you, pal.
You're going to wind up going to jail today, not me.
Why? Because you recording?
Yo,
you think I'm scared?
Chill. If you do that, it's going to take longer because the cops come.
But he's scared of... You care about people taking longer,
license,
right?
When I get out front, if you're out front, I'm going to handle that.
No, you're not. I'll be out there. I'll be out there.
You'll be out there. That's great.
I'll be out there. Yeah, I'll be out in the parking lot. What's the big deal? Sure. I'm going to wait outside for the police officers so that way they could handle it. Because at the end of the day, I'm just here promoting transparency. I'm not trying to hold up. I'm not talking to you. I'm not trying to hold up your business. I'm not. That's not my intention. Okay, but my intention is to exercise my rights. They've been violating people's rights here. And they've been giving it.
How?
Working.
What kind of country do we live in? Do you not like a free press?
Do you not? No, I don't like you.
You don't. Oh,
I don't like
you don't like me.
Paper.
Okay,
I don't like
great.
Paper. I don't like who you are. You are a very ignorant man.
Wow. Really? Yeah, insane. I'm going to wait for law enforcement out here. Yeah, no problem. No problem. We're going to wait for law enforcement here.
Well, I appreciate you dealing that, man, because I'm trying to get my arm.
Listen, I don't want to... Listen, they're the ones holding it up, not me. You know that, right? I get that.
There's no videos in there.
I get that, but listen, I'm just trying to hold my government... I'm just trying to hold my government accountable, right? Transparency, right?
They shutting us down.
That's not my intentions, brother. That's not my intentions. I'm just here to exercise my rights, man. I'm trying to help the people. That's all. Hey, I'm coming out here to wait for law enforcement. That's, you know, I don't want to hold anybody up. That's not my intention. Wow, ladies and gentlemen. Wow. The whole Department of Motor Vehicles here inside just revolted. It's insane. They just revolted on us. That's insane. But we're going to wait out here for law enforcement. See, they do that on purpose. They're trying to stop services to people and then blame it on me. She made that whole announcement that she's stopping services because of my recording. But there was no need to stop the services whatsoever. There was no need, ladies and gentlemen. They didn't have to do any of that. They did that because they wanted the people to turn against me. Because what? People don't want to waste their time. I understand that. I get that 100%. They don't want to waste their time. But people are in there getting escalated in the situation. It makes no sense whatsoever. Getting tough. How many times are people going to threaten me to, you know, meet them in the parking lot? Absolutely ridiculous. Words are just words. As long as nobody's putting their hands on me, I could care less. I couldn't care less, really. But we'll wait here for law enforcement. I'm sure 20 people called. All right, ladies and gentlemen. As you can see, the Pennsylvania State Troopers have arrived. Hopefully they do the right thing and calm the situation down, because someone's going to get hurt. Could be me, could be anyone. They're trying to start some sort of uprising in there by denying services to people. Hey, sir, how are you?
Were you witnessing a fight?
Was I witnessing a fight?
Yeah.
No, some guy just came up to me and started threatening me. Can I get your name and badge number, sir?
Yeah, Trooper Gentile, 12737.
Thank you, Trooper. I was just inside. I was waiting in line. I was looking at some of the public documents in there. I'm an independent journalist. My name is Sean.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. And I was just taking some pictures of public documents in there, and apparently the supervisor came up and... No one had an issue with me recording, but when the supervisor said that they were going to stop all functions and not help anybody, people got really upset really quickly. And like I said, I understand. It wasn't about the recording. It's about them stopping services. And I can understand.
That's their policy here.
I understand, but I get their policy. But when the policy goes in direct contradiction of the United States Constitution, freedom of press, transparency, accountability in government, you know, I've received complaints about this department that they violated people's rights in the past. I was just here peacefully.
Center?
Yeah, at this center specifically.
Okay. What kind of
complaints? So just that someone actually was arrested here for journalism. You've seen the video.
Seen
yeah.
The video.
Yeah. So somebody was arrested here. Listen, I'll tell you right now, Trooper, I don't want to be one of those people arrested here. That's for sure.
Yeah,
we could
do this all day.
We could
all
take it out
here if you want.
Yeah, we could take it into a federal court if it needs to come to that. But again, I wasn't involved in a fight with anyone. There were some citizens that were, you know, got really aggressive and came up into my face. And, you know, it is what
it
is.
Long enough. They don't want it longer.
Yeah, I get that. I get that. But, I mean, our rights should be respected, too. There should be transparency and accountability within our government, right?
Yeah.
What's the big deal?
Accountability.
Yeah. And transparency, right? You know, it's our government. You're part of the government. And I know a lot of people that are part of the government that agree that, you know, transparency should be at the forefront of our democracy here. And when you're not allowing someone to investigate a government agency that gets funded by tax dollars, that's when things start to, you know, seems a little bit more like a North Korea, Russia type of deal. not United States of America, land of the free.
We don't have to go that far.
I mean, putting journalists in jail? You don't think that's a North Korea kind of trait?
What's going on.
Yeah, sure, no problem.
Film out here, film the car.
Yeah, I mean, I would like to continue my story inside. I would like to continue my story inside.
First,
yeah,
man.
Sure. I'll wait here. Just in the spirit of not causing a riot here.
Hey, I appreciate you.
Because there will be one.
Sounds like it.
Absolutely ridiculous. Long Island audit. Yeah. Nice to meet you, sir. Nice to meet you, Cody.
Watch all everybody's videos.
Oh yeah? Yeah. We appreciate it. That's what really helps us get, you know, get the word out there. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's you were in there when all that took place?
No.
It was crazy. They said because he's filming, we're stopping services.
Public, right?
Yeah, so funded by taxpayers. But they said because he's filming, we're not gonna service anybody anymore. And then people, understandably, you know, they're waiting in the DMV forever. Yeah. I understand, and I tried to explain to them, your problem's not with me. Your problem's with them. They're the ones saying that you can't.
Correct.
That they're not gonna help you. Yep. Why are you taking it out on me? And that's, you know, it speaks volumes to the mentality of the people here.
Yeah.
It's like, no, that's we need to be united against the government, the people who forcibly take our money, not against the guy who's trying to promote transparency. You know what I mean?
You gotta work with each other.
Yeah, but you know, it's always good to run into, you know, somebody who understands and who can appreciate freedom. You know, it seems like it shouldn't be a big deal. Like freedom, transparency seems like something.
They got all the cameras in there.
Exactly. I always say that they always got the cameras watching us.
I watched too many videos.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, hey, you're
yeah.
Right. You're right.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. Hopefully we could. Hopefully this has a happy ending.
Yeah.
I've been arrested twice this last year, just recently, like a couple weeks ago. So, you know, I put my freedom on the line for what I'm doing, and you know, I don't see what's wrong with transparency and accountability. But I mean, apparently, some people have an issue.
You're on TikTok.
YouTube. Yeah, everywhere. TikTok, YouTube. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Might already subscribe.
Yeah, you can check it out at Long Island Audit on YouTube.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that quite a bit.
I appreciate the subscription. That's mm-hmm. awesome, man. Thanks. Take care, man.
Yeah, you should, brother.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
His girlfriend passed the road test. Or a significant other. I don't know if it's his girlfriend. So we have another law enforcement officer right here. Let's see if we can get a good look at him. He's waving at us. Car M37.
Alrighty. So, you see the signs?
I see the notices that somebody printed out on a paper. But you're... listen, Trooper, you're not... You're not policy enforcement, you're law enforcement. And, you know, I don't want to put you in a predicament where, you know, I mean, you just have to uphold your oath to the United States Constitution. There's nothing... Again, I don't want to escalate the situation more than it already was. Yeah, no, I don't want to escalate the situation more than it already was escalated in there, but...
Sounds like it was starting to escalate.
Oh, for sure. It was starting to escalate. But, okay. No, but that's why I removed myself from the situation. It is what it is.
I appreciate that, too.
It is what it is. But I have a job here to do, and just like, you know, you have a job here to do.
Money.
So, yeah, it's my job, and I, just like you, we all have jobs to do. Yeah. And my job is to stand up for the United States, for the people of the United States, and to promote transparency and accountability within our government. So I'm going to continue to do that unless you threaten to arrest me for any particular reason. I don't know what law I'd be breaking, but... I'm going to continue about my business. I understand that they're policy, but you're not policy enforcement.
So, one of the concerns about videoing inside of locations like this, what are people getting? What are people coming here to obtain?
Driver's licenses.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's on driver's licenses?
Public addresses.
And personal information? Name, date of birth?
Sure.
Are they putting social security numbers on papers?
I have no idea. I don't know the inner workings of it, but yes, I have. I can tell you one thing though, Trooper. I can tell you I've made about 300 videos, right? 300 videos of the last 2.5 years. Not one of those videos, while I was editing them and putting them together, not one of them had any sort of, and I've been anywhere from social security offices to Department of Motor Vehicles to social services, everywhere. Not one of them has ever had any identifying information or private information. You would have to like really get in there to try and get it. Just panning the walls and you know, looking at the public notices and filming in the publicly accessible areas, you know, that's not going to get any private information. And plus, if I really wanted private information, if that was my goal here,
I could just simply secretly record and get all the private information I want. And then you would never be able to do anything about it because there's no law against recording. So, again, if the purpose of...
I'd find you later down the line for using the info.
That's the crime. gathering that information technically is not a crime. Using that information for purposes other than...
conspiracy crimes, right?
Well, yeah, you'd have to be the conspiracy to commit a crime. There would still have to be an underlying crime to the conspiracy, right? So,
have we known each other for long?
No, we haven't. But I assure you I'm not involved in any criminal conspiracy.
Yeah.
And you have no reasonable suspicion that would state otherwise.
No,
but again,
nice guy,
yeah, no, but... I'm not involved in any criminal conspiracy. So my point is that there is nothing illegal about what I'm doing. That I understand that you're referencing that sign and the policy that they have there. But if it was any sort of, it's not lawful because it doesn't have a statute associated with it. There's nothing there. When you stop people from asking questions about their government and recording in public spaces, it leads to, you know, a lack of transparency in our government and the people just, you know, how are we ever going to get accountability?
In those public places, do you still have to follow the rules that are...
lawful. You have to follow laws. Sure, you have to follow laws.
So can you carry a firearm on school property?
Well, that's different.
Can you carry a firearm
on I believe you should. I believe you should be able to. But again, there's court precedent for that. There's no court precedent. I believe we have a Second Amendment right to carry wherever we are. I mean, I think society as a whole would be safer. But unfortunately, there were too many yes men who decided to say, you know what, that's okay, yeah, for the children, for this, for that. And slowly but surely, our Second Amendment rights got eroded, our right to bear arms, our right to bear arms that right is so we can rise up against a tyrannical government if that day ever came. That's the purpose of it. So when the government's limiting that right, it's kind of like, why are they doing that? And again, this is just a camera. I don't have a firearm right now. You know, this is just a camera. So it's not...
I'm saying, so... And you can even pan the camera to what I'm looking at.
Yeah, sure.
So there's the two signs that I talk about, recording and everything, and there's a no gun sign. You're saying that the no gun sign has no value?
Well, I believe it has no value. Yeah, I believe it has no value, but there's certain case law that's already been established that would prevent somebody from, I assume, going into... I'm a First Amendment auditor, so I'm here. While I do support the Second Amendment, I support all of our rights, and I believe that our rights shouldn't be infringed upon in any way.
They're all important.
They're all important, but we're talking about recording right now, and we're talking about holding the government accountable and just recording in public spaces. I don't see what's the issue with recording in public spaces. There is no idea. Again, I could just tell you I turn it off. And then that's why this is all so very silly, because I could just tell you I turned it off, or I can put the phone in my pocket and record, and no one in there would know, and I can gather way more sensitive information than I would be able to. For example, if I was to bring if you brought out even a firearm, you want to bring that example. If nobody knew, nobody knew. But yeah. The point is, if you did know, if I posted the video, if I recorded in there, you said, if you told me right now, sir, Sean, I am going to arrest you if you go back in there recording. And I said, okay. I'm not going to do that. And then I went back in there recording, but just, you know, secretly where you didn't know. And then I showed you that video. I walked down and I said, hey, I lied to you. I actually did record. There's nothing you could do about it. I'm sure it wouldn't be the first time. You know, I get lied to all the time too. But again, my purpose here is just to, if I can request a supervisor, that would be great. Maybe I can speak to a supervisor regarding the situation, because I would just like to go about exercising my constitutional rights and be on my way and just be about my day.
So the thing is, and it's with any building, any business, any entity, the signs that are posted, they're literally everywhere in this building. I just went through and looked around.
I saw them.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. I'm sure all the viewers are going to see them too.
Yeah.
So basically, if you're not adhering to the signs, they are able to ask you to leave if you're not here conducting PennDOT business. So if they ask you to leave and you refuse to leave, then you can be trespassed.
So if they told me, for example, if they had a sign that said, nobody with hats are allowed in here, or nobody with certain... Okay, but what if that's a private establishment, sir? But what if they had a sign that said, people of a certain color can't come inside this building, and you weren't abiding by that sign... Do you see how the criminal trespass statute can be weaponized?
We're talking about things of color that.
It's the same. It's the same logic. It's the same logic. It's a federal.
We're all good.
It's a federal crime.
I've got one.
It's the same logic. It's a federal crime to violate somebody's constitutional rights under color of law. So if you want to talk about crimes, it is a federal crime to violate somebody's constitutional rights under color of law. But, again, just because there is a law doesn't mean that they necessarily enforce that law, unfortunately. But, unfortunately, we enforce policies, apparently. But, again, I haven't been asked to leave. I'm just going to go back inside. If you want to... I haven't been asked to leave. I'm going to go back inside like I have a right to go back inside. If they do ask me to leave and you tell me that if I don't leave, I'll be arrested, I will leave. And then that gives me standing in a court of law, that my rights were violated. And then I can handle it and I can go for accountability that way. And we'll handle it in a federal court of law and let the proper way of letting the courts decide.
Okay.
All right. All right. So let's do that. And then I can just be about my day.
Is this gentleman allowed in here?
No.
No.
No, it's got to be an employee, not everybody else.
No recording in the building.
Sir, sir, please don't yell at him. Ma'am.
No recording in the building. There's some customer's information, privacy. And that's why we had signs.
Okay.
You have all these cameras over here, ma'am.
They're secured cameras.
They said I can't. You can. Yeah, but you can request those cameras. Yeah, but again, that's silly.
No, sir.
That's silly.
So, ma'am, is he allowed in the building right now?
No, sir. If he's going to be in court, no. If he's going to do business with us, we have no problem.
Okay. So the choice is yours. If you're recording.
Okay, so no, I just need to hear from you. So
and you will be trespassed.
And I will be arrested. I will be arrested if I don't leave.
Trespassed.
Arrested.
Yeah, technically it's an arrest. Yeah.
Okay, that's all right. I needed. Thank you. All
right, good luck, man.
Now I can hold those involved accountable, and we'll see how it plays out. Again, I appreciate you being decent with me. You know, we're on opposite sides of this. I believe that you should honor your oath and not enforce policies and not enforce people's feelings. You know, there's a bunch of cameras in there. It just doesn't make sense to me. But again, you know, it is what it is, I guess. There's really nothing I can do about it. You have the gun, you have the badge, you have the authority for now. And, you know, hopefully one day this can all be, we can all have transparency and accountability within our government, right?
All about transparency.
Obviously not.
There are certain things that we still got to follow.
Even if that's forsaking transparency, like, where does it end? Like, if you had to follow, that's why I brought up the color thing, is because it's a great example. Is like, that used to be the policy, you know, this person of this certain color, yellow, black, white, whatever, is not allowed here, and officers like yourself used to go and enforce that policy and trespass people, right? So you weren't being arrested because you were black, yellow, or white.
We're way past that, though.
Oh, I'm hoping. Yeah. Well, I'm sure there's parts of the country where we're not past it, but I appreciate the fact that we're past it. But why aren't we past government why couldn't you just use your discretion here today and said, you know what? This man's not breaking any laws. He's promoting government transparency. What's wrong with that?
But you're also not following the rules and guidelines of this location. But just like anywhere else.
Again, what rule? What rule? So you would enforce, you would trespass me from this building for any rule whatsoever?
If they want you to leave, just like anywhere else.
No, a private business is different.
If they
sir.
Want you to leave, you gotta leave.
This is taxpayer funded. We have a right to be in here. That's the difference between that and a bar that you mentioned earlier.
For the business, we the people have that the right. You want to conduct.
Yeah, we have the and the business I'm conducting is checking up on my government and making sure that people are being treated with respect. That people that all the proper that a lot of people get treated badly at these sorts of places, and that's why the government doesn't want us to see it. But again, lions tend to take forever.
Just come out here in the morning. The line goes all the way down the block.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. It shouldn't be that way. I mean, especially with so many different things. It should be more efficient. Again, they don't want us to see that. Why wouldn't they want us to see that? If they would have told me, hey, sir, you could, that's why it's unreasonable and it makes no sense. And that's why the people that watch these videos, they're like, you know what? This really doesn't make any sense. So, because at the end of the day, if they would have said, hey, stand right here. If they would have said, hey, can you stand right here in the public lobby and record? And then that way, don't go up to the window so that way you don't get any sensitive information like a social security number or something.
I don't think the people in there really want to be recorded from the sounds of it when you just walk back in.
Oh, no. They didn't care about being recorded. They are mad because they stopped services. Again, I told you.
Yeah, which I guess is their policy, too.
So, again, I mean, stopping services sounds like an unconstitutional.
It's nice shady here. hang out as long as you want.
Oh, no, for sure. Yeah, no, for sure. I'll hang out for a few minutes.
Catch some good interviews.
Yeah, I'll hang out for a few minutes. But at the end of the day, I've already spoken to some people who support me. I've spoken to people who want to do harm to me. I mean, country's divided, unfortunately. So we shouldn't be divided on transparency in our government. But it is what it is. Hey. I'm going to continue to promote that and do my best. How you doing, sir? Yeah, independent journalist, sir. Nice to meet you.
How's it going, man?
If you have any issues in there, let me know, okay? Make sure they treat you nice and with respect, all right? And they get you everything they need. Remember, they work for us. The people inside that building, inside this office here, they work for us. Make sure you get everything you need. Your taxpayer fund.
The pen down license.
The DMV. I thought you were going in there. But yeah, so that's pretty much it. I mean, I guess I'm going to have to, again, this is probably one of the most cordial encounters that I've had with law enforcement where they violated my constitutional rights. But yeah, again, we'll see. We'll see.
Treat everybody fairly. If you were nothing but polite to me. So
yeah, we'll see. I mean, we'll, and then, you know, we'll see how it goes. You know, at the end of the day, we'll see how it goes in a federal courthouse. So the state police don't have body cameras?
No. So we're in the process. They're doing a pilot program still in the state. We have the dash cams and all that, but
no body cameras.
No.
Okay, but they're working on it?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, if you go online, you can look it up. They're in the process of doing the pilot program right now.
Okay. All right, that's cool.
I'm all for them.
Yeah, why not? I mean, again, only...
As soon as I walk away from the front of my car, it's my word against yours.
Exactly.
I'd rather my word against your word with my camera.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's why I always tell people, you know, they're like, oh, let's get all the sides of the story. And I record all my interactions with government officials. So I'm like, you know, we can get our sides of the story, but we could just watch the video. Like, it doesn't even need to be explained. You could just watch the video.
Best thing.
Because people can come in there and say, I started, you know, I've been arrested for disorderly conduct. And this is how I act everywhere I go. So it's like, this is nothing, you know, this is just who my parents raised me to be. So I treat people with respect. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. I treat people with respect. They treat me with respect, you know, at the end of the day. But I've been arrested for disorderly conduct. None of the charges ever stick, conveniently. But I beat them all. But you don't beat the ride. You don't beat sitting in the cell for, you know, hours.
The hassle of it.
Yeah, so, I mean, I prefer not to, because at the end of the day, the threat of arrest is enough to have standing in federal court to try and implement some change, get an injunction. I'm working on an injunction right now for the NYPD. They don't allow people to record in their precincts, which is a violation of state and local law there. In New York State, we have a law that says you have
like
the right to
the
record.
Lobby you
can? Yeah, in the lobby, they'll arrest you.
Really?
So I was arrested, and now I'm taking them to federal court. I wish I would just would have got the threat of arrest and done it, but I had to sit in the jail cell. But I mean, I do it for the people. But anyway,
you know where our barracks is?
Yeah, sure. I'll come take a look.
I'm sure you will.
I'll come take a look before I get out of here.
I'll be there. I'll say hi.
All right, trooper. All right, take care.
Nice meeting you, sir.
Back. Thank you. Can't believe I just shook a trooper's hand that violated my constitutional rights. Hey, what's up, man? But I mean, I can't be. He was nice to me. He treated me with respect. He violated my rights, so his name will be on the federal civil rights lawsuit. We got to try and do something here, ladies and gentlemen. We have to try and get some change somewhere. If I didn't walk out of this building earlier, I would have been 100% attacked. And it wouldn't have been the fault of the government workers here, because they're the ones that are escalating the situation, right? They're the ones that stop servicing people just because a man with a camera walked in. It's absolutely ridiculous. We need to hold our government accountable, promote transparency, and that's why I love sharing these videos with you, because you get to see the mentality of our government workers and members of We the People who are on the side of the government, you know. I really don't think that people are ever on the side of the government. I think it was just the government used the threat of not servicing them. People are on their lunch breaks. People are trying to get some things done. So the government used that threat of not servicing them and helping them with public services to, you know, get them all riled up and upset at me and upset at the camera. It's just absolutely ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. Again, you can go in there and record secretively. I'm going to get a whole bunch of... Well, we'll talk about that another day, but I'm going to start doing a little bit different audit, so stay tuned to the channel for that. Let me know what you think about this one in the comment section below. As always, stay safe, God bless, I'll see you in the next video. Long Island Audit, peace.